After his Angelus prayer on Sunday in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict XVI drew attention to the plight of migrants as well as the persecution of Christians. The Pope's remarks came after the police had to escort hundreds of immigrants out of Rosarno in southern Italy. The immigrants had been subjected to violent attacks after they protested the working conditions to which they were subjected.
Un immigrato è un essere umano.
The Holy Father said everyone must remember immigrants are human beings. Although they are different in origin, culture, and traditions, they are also people with rights and responsibilities. He said this is particularly true in the workplace, where there is an easy temptation to exploitation. The Pope also said violence should never be the way to resolve difficulties for anyone. Turning his attention then to the plight of Christians who are being persecuted in various parts of the world, he called on political and religious institutions to not ignore their duties. Pope Benedict said there can be no violence in the name of God, nor can God be honored by offending the dignity and freedom of others. Before reciting the Angelus, the Pope spoke about the importance of baptism on the feast marking the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan.
Today, on the feast of the baptism of the Lord, the Church invites us to contemplate Jesus as the Messiah, the beloved Son of the Father, who gives us a share in the divine life through the gift of the Holy Spirit in the waters of baptism. May all of us be renewed in the grace of our own baptism, and strengthened in faithful witness to the gospel and its promises.
The Pope also said the meaning of baptism can offer a model for society, that of brotherhood. He said this brotherhood is not established through an ideology, but from the awareness of being children of one Father. Pope earlier on Sunday had baptized 14 children in the Sistine Chapel.
Nella festa del battesimo del Signore, anche quest'anno ho la gioia di amministrare il sacramento del battesimo.
During his homily, he reminded the parents and godparents of their responsibility to be witnesses to the faith in both their words and actions, so when their children grow up, they can pronounce on their own with full awareness the formula at the end of the baptismal rite. This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I'm Charles Collins.
E noi ci gloriamo di professarla in Cristo Gesù, nostro Signore.